Good afternoon. Still some leftover snow showers across parts of the region today. Otherwise, gradually we'll have some breaks of sunshine and an increasing northwesterly wind, which will usher in more Arctic air. Temperatures will slide through the teens and into the single digits, with wind chills going below zero by the end of the day. Overnight tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy. Still some snow showers around, especially across the higher terrain. A gusty northwest wind and temperatures averaging between 0 and 10 below and wind chills as low as 20 to 40 below. For the day on Friday, clouds to start, then increasing sunshine as high pressure builds in overhead. It'll continue to be breezy with highs only near 10 above on average, with wind chills staying below 0. We'll go well below 0 again on Friday night. This will set the stage for the next storm system to head our way on Saturday. Clouds will gradually thicken during the day, and some light snow will break out by sunset. The steadiest snow will arrive on Saturday night as temperatures reach into the mid-20s. The exact track of this next storm out of the lower Mississippi Valley and into the Ohio Valley and eventually into the Northeast will determine what we get for snowfall amounts and to see if we have a mixed bag of precipitation overnight into Sunday morning. The highest likelihood of any mixed precipitation will be in the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, across into southern New England. We'll continue to track this storm as it evolves into the weekend. Highs on Sunday will be in the 30s. Behind the system, much colder air will blow in on Monday under mostly sunny skies only in the teens, staying in the teens with sunny skies on Tuesday as high pressure dominates. Then the next system will bring another chance of snow our way on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that next round of frigid Arctic air is settling in over much of the eastern United States and will be here for at least a couple of days. Temperatures will be 25 to 45 degrees below average over portions of the upper and mid-Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Wind chill advisories have been issued from the Midwest to pretty much all of the U.S. east of the Mississippi River, including all of the Florida Peninsula. Freeze warnings have been issued for a large part of the southeast, including all of Florida, all the way down to Miami. And Tropical Cyclone Lam is expected to make landfall today on the north coast of Australia with 100-mile-per-hour winds. And on the east coast of the continent, Typhoon Marcia will make landfall with winds of 125 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 33 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, becoming windy in the lower 20s, Boston mostly cloudy with snow showers in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs 0 to 5 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 66, set in 1981, and the record low, 7 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:32 p.m., 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and becoming windy with light snow or snow showers today, early highs in the teens with temperatures falling this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, lows 5 to 15 below with wind chills 20 to 40 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with a few snow showers today, temperatures holding in the teens. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 5 below with wind chills as low as 20 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and becoming windy with snow showers today, early highs in the lower teens with temperatures falling this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 below with wind chills 20 to 40 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and becoming windy with a few snow showers today, temperatures holding in the teens. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight, lows 0 to 10 below with wind chills as low as 25 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and becoming windy with snow showers around today. Early highs in the teens with temperatures falling this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and windy tonight, 0 to 10 below, with wind chills as low as 10 to 30 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sun, breezy, and very cold, 10 above. Cloudy with light snow developing late in the day on Saturday and continuing into Saturday night, in the mid-20s for afternoon highs on Saturday. Sunday, snow or mixed precipitation south of I-90 in the morning, increasing sunshine in the afternoon back into the 30s. Mostly sunny, windy, and much colder Monday in the teens, sunny in the teens Tuesday, and another chance of snow on Wednesday with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.